in my bed one night and getting into my sister Joyce's bed. We lay together and cried, I in my fever and she in fear for me. When one of the sisters came by on her nightly rounds, she discovered me and took me back to my bed, which was damp and cold with perspiration. Joyce tried to convince the sister of my illness, but was unsuccessful. Finally, on the third night, I was taken to a hospital. The doctor diagnosed me with whooping cough and double pneumonia, and he told a nurse to contact my parents. I remember him telling her that he didn't expect me to live through the night. As I lay on the bed, burning with fever, I seemed to slip in and out of sleep. Once I felt hands on my head, and looking up, I saw a nurse leaning over me. She ran her hands through my hair, and she said, "She's just a baby." I'll never forget the kindness I felt in those words. I snuggled down further into the covers and felt warm and content. Her words gave me peace, and I closed my eyes to sleep again. I awoke to the doctor's words, "It's too late, we've lost her." And I felt the covers pulled over my head. I was confused. Why was it too late? I turned my head and looked around the room.